now, turn to your neighbor and say, now, if God has been so good to you, you ought to stand upon your feet and praise and magnify the Lord for all that he... Just tell him you ought to praise him. You ought to praise him. Red China's got the army of 200 million. North Korea's got the nukes and they're getting the ballistic equipment to ship them over here. Iran is cooking up the nuclear cocktail. Al-Qaeda hates us and wants to blow us up. The devil hates you and everything that you stand for. The darkness is greater in this age than ever before in the history of humanity. And this is the greatest day of revival, the greatest day to be alive in the kingdom of God that there has ever been. Somebody shout, where sin doth abound, grace does much more abound. Praise God. You don't need to be afraid of the end time. You need to get a hold of the promise of God. Find yourself a place of worship and praise and the word of God and get ready. We're about to have the biggest revival the world has ever seen. I'm just telling you, God saves the best for last. Praise God. We love and appreciate Brother Hood. Brother Danny Hood from Denver, Colorado, and he left those beautiful snow-capped Rocky Mountains to come and come down to the Flatlanders. Left the erudite, expansive open-mindedness of the far west to come down here in the cloistered old south and to help us. We need help. And I really appreciate your brotherhood. I appreciate your ministry and your walk with God. And you're just a good guy in the kingdom of God. And we are blessed to have you here tonight. And we want you to tell us what thus saith the Lord. We want you to come and open up your heart and tell us what God has laid on your heart tonight. If you love the Lord tonight and you love brotherhood, give him a hand praise and lift up a voice of praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you just stand one more time and praise the Lord? It's just a... Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember I used to... Long before I became a preacher, I was a praiser. I loved to dance, and I didn't have to have a choir to do it. I'd get alone with God and just enjoy the presence of the Lord. Just enjoy the presence of the Lord. And I'd just start singing unto the Lord, and I'd act like I was preaching to 10,000, you know. I'd start from A and go all the way to Z, and I'd think of everything I could name God. I'd be like, God, you're amazing, and I'd dance a little on that. God, you're the blesser of my soul, and I'd dance on that. And God, you're the counselor, and I'd dance on that. And by the time I got to Z, I'd broken up a good sweat. And then I'd go back and start over, because you can go round and round the clock, but you can never expend an eternal God. You can't exhaust the resources of a holy God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's magnify him one more time. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know I've talked quite a bit last night and today about questioning God, questions, and again, negative questions, because just as there is a balance of pessimistic perspective, of carnal inquisitions that have no end to them, and are really, it's really defiant reasoning with a question mark. There is another balance that is about asking. Ask and you shall receive. But you're not supposed to stay at that question. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given is revival praying. That is the realm of intercession. It's where we stand in the gap and we begin to pray that God will move the land, that God will save our family, that God will stir our cities, that God will change the mind of perverted politicians and pandering preachers, that God will stir up things that have been long forgotten. Praise God. But you don't stay there. You move on to seeking and you shall find. And that's revelation praying. God, there are things about you I don't know, things about myself I don't know. But as I continue in this relationship with God, as I continue in this journey of prayer, as I continue in this walk with God, I discover things about Him. This is revelation praying. Seek and ye shall find. That's the place of information. God's going to give us information about Himself. God's going to give you information about your present time. Certain things that might not have made sense 10 years ago begin to come to more understanding and comprehension now. And then there is that realm of relationship praying. Knock and it shall be open. That's intimacy. That's the place where we discover His true lordship, the Holy of Holies. Praise God. So for some of us, God is trying to get us beyond the altar. The altar was just the beginning of the tabernacle. He wants to get us beyond the veil of flesh, beyond the curtain of carnality, beyond the veils of insecurity and human reasoning and inhibition, into that most holy place that doesn't burn with natural light, but with supernatural light. That's not as crowded as the outer court, but becomes more intimate. It is that closet place, that secret chamber, where you and God commune on a very, very, very close basis. And you say, God, I want to get past the altar. You know why some folks never get past the altar? Because the only thing that can go past the altar is the blood. You don't get to take the flesh past the altar. When they sacrificed it, the animal was sacrificed on the altar. But the flesh of that animal didn't go any farther. It was disposed of, but the blood went on. And there are certain things in our lives that really become blockage to the blessings of God and our inability to continue in seeking the things of God that would better us because we haven't let the blood take care of it. Sometimes they are forgiveness issues. Sometimes they are memories and things that have happened to us in the past. But tonight, I don't want to just spend all my time asking God for something. And you spent almost an hour worshiping God and praising Him, and you weren't asking Him really for anything. You're magnifying Him because you're saying, hey, I know when I knock on the door, you're going to recognize me because I've been sending up praise. I've been sending incense that is pleasant to the nostrils of God. I've been sending that to you. Amen. How many, even at this moment, would just raise your hands and say, you know what, God, there's some things I'm ready to get past. There's some things I'm ready to get beyond. There's some places I'm ready to go in the Spirit. And I'm a praiser and I'm a worshiper. And I'm going to continue to do that till the day I die. Because I want to continue to discover what you have for my life, to discern the perfect will of God for my life. I want to go beyond. Let me get past the altar. Let me get past this thing that I keep praying about, this burden that I keep carrying, this baggage that somehow the enemy seems to keep adding souvenirs of my failure into until it's just heavier and heavier. And I want to lay that aside, and I want to go where the blood can go. I want to go where forgiveness will take me. I want to go where a mentality that has not been tarnished by temptation and personal failure and the betrayal of others, I want to get to that place of pure love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The one thing that God desires for His church more than anything is a state of oneness. And I don't mean oneness in doctrine. I mean oneness in character. Oneness in demonstration. Praise God. Lift your hands to the Lord again in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious God, precious God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Would you just begin to pray, Lord, take me beyond. Take me beyond my comprehension. Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him what? Ask of God who giveth it liberally. Take me beyond my knowledge, beyond my wisdom, beyond my personal experiences. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let my past performances be indicative of future things. Don't let me interpret what might be a final breakthrough according to the mistakes I made. Yes, tell him, take me beyond, God, in my faith, in my demonstration, in my personal consecration, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's just love him right where you are. I turned to a scripture a while ago that was quite an encouragement to me personally, where Ephesians chapter 3 said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith in verse 17, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And I realized that the real premises for all discovery, that the real preface for all revelation in God is that I'm rooted in love. If I'm rooted in love, the things that I'm concerned about, the things that are distorting my countenance with consternation, the things that make me timid, they won't push me away from God if I'm rooted in love, because eventually love, it keeps me grounded. It keeps me in a frame of mind that, okay, so I don't know it right now, but I'll know it soon enough because I know he loves me. I know he loves me. Praise God. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So there is a place I can go with God that has nothing to do with figuring it out, has nothing to do with calculations and human formulas, has nothing to do with reasoning and ingenuity and intellect. It's past that. And the only way you can get there is by the love of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we what? Ask. If I stay in the realm of questions too long, then I miss an advancement in the spirit, because he is that which is above all that I ask or think. And then here's the real crux of the secret. According to the power that worketh in us. What is that power? It's what was just stated a few verses earlier. That's the love of God that you're rooted in. If you never lose the power of the love of God in your life and the revelation of that love of God in your life, there is no circumstance, there is no question, there is no confusing thing in this world that will cause you to walk away from him. Praise God. Because you say, I love him. Would you just do that for a moment? In the name of Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I know that you love me. I thank you, Jesus, for where you've brought me from. I thank you for your hand upon my life. I thank you for the simple things, the daily blessings. I thank you, God, for visitations when I don't even expect it, when I haven't even prayed for certain things. They're just blessings that come like dew in the morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Just focus on that for a minute. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I'm not going anywhere. Where else could I find a love like this? It's not based on perverted affections. That's not based on conditional attracting love. This is the love of God. This is a creator's love. This is a redeemer's love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can handle the mysteries if I know you love me, God. I can handle the clouds and the fog banks and the mists if I know you love me. I can enter into anything. I can encounter anything if I know you love me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, if I know you love me, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to some people in the Holy Ghost right now. You've been disappointed by people that you thought loved you. But God won't ever disappoint you. God won't ever disappoint you. Yes, Holy Ghost. If I could ask God to do one thing tonight for everybody that I pray for, that is to put a mantle of love on you. That's to put a cloak of a revelation of God's love for you on you tonight. Because when you get when you get rooted in that love, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He loves me. When everybody else turned their back on me, he loved me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Could it be that some of the things that we desire to discover are lacking to our understanding because we haven't graduated to the next level of God's love for us? Understanding just how much he really does love us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, right now. Oh, Yamalakoba Sondere Yandara Komarande Ashahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my ene a ke anakoda, my yande ke sedidi, ana rena da mo komandele, masotolo mo komandele, a shayanda komandele ke ya, yelo la moronde ana makande ana ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister, not many days hence, I see you like a kid on a trampoline, springing in joy. And this is what I keep hearing in this vision. It happened. It finally happened. It happened. It finally happened. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody let this sister out in the aisle here. Let her squeeze out in the aisle here. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody rejoice with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, mighty God. Mighty God. Somebody needs to point toward heaven and say, God, I know you love me. Oh, I know there are blessings in store for me that I could never even comprehend. They're beyond what I could even ask or think. Why should I settle for these elementary questions when you're graduating me, God, to a place of trust where questions don't belong? It's a place of love, a place of a revelation of the grace and mercy of God in my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hande amako shande kerebehia. Come here, sister. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. When I laid hands on you, it was like you were standing next to a coffin and you were looking in that coffin and saying you were grieving. But I feel the Holy Ghost to tell you, that's not what you think. That which seems to be dead is not dead. It's alive. Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't let the enemy cause you to interpret something to be a funeral when it's just a transition. And sometimes in transition, things get misplaced and forgotten and seem to be dead, but it's not dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Let's rejoice in the Lord right now, church.
If the Holy Ghost is talking to you, I want you to take 3 steps forward and dance unto the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, yeah. Bible said to rejoice with them that rejoice. Let's rejoice for an edifying word. Let's rejoice for an encouraging word. Kandelamo shandeka talabahaya. God, glory to God. Sunday, Konde Mamahaya. Praise God, praise God. Praise God. Be seated for a moment. That there was a time in the Old Testament when Caleb went up to Kirjath Arba to fight. And actually, a young man by the name of Othniel went in the strength of Caleb's authority and defeated Kirjath Arba. Now, Kirjath Arba simply means city of 4 giants. Now, when you begin to read it later on in history and pages later in the Bible, it's not Kirjath Arba anymore. It's Hebron, which means seat of association or relationship. 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 Now, why isn't it Kirjath Arba anymore? Because there's no more giants. They went up and eliminated the enemy. Why are you still identifying yourself according to something that happened in the past when God is trying to call it relationship? This is a place of association with God. God hasn't forgotten you. Don't be condemned by it. Stop feeling guilty over it. You've moved beyond it. The love of God has sustained you when nothing else could sustain you. Now, if you believe that tonight, get on your feet and magnify the Lord. If you believe God has defeated giants in your life, if you believe there's a reason to change the name of the city, if you believe there's a reason to call it differently, that God has brought a transformation of identity, a metamorphosis of character, that you can no longer look at the future according to the way it was yesterday. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you need to look the devil in the face tonight and say, devil, stop calling me that. That's not my name anymore. That's not even who I am anymore. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, lift him up for a moment. Hallelujah. Blessed God, blessed God. I feel like the Lord wants to speak here tonight. I need you just to worship him just a few more moments and just have a willingness. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I laid hands on you, sir, the one word that came to my mind was repeat. Repeat. It's like, it's almost like you're sitting down with a tape recorder and it's, you listen to it, you rewind it and repeat it. Listen to it, rewind it, and repeat it. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Come out here. In the name of Jesus. God, right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's been some things that have been repetitive, some things that have occurred over and over again. In the name of Jesus. But it's almost like you rewind it one last time, listen to it, and you say, I got it. And there'll be no need to rewind it again because it's erased. It's gone. And that which has been repetitive now is not gonna keep repeating. It's just not gonna come back. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands to the Lord right now. God, I receive that healing touch. Tell him I receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Somebody magnify him. Worship him. I lift up your name right now, mighty God, mighty God. Touch my brother in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Let's rejoice with them that rejoice. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kineliyama konde yala maronda shandela haya. Glory to God. How many will just begin to thank God for a relationship with Him that supersedes every other experience, every other kinship, every other connection, every other relationship, every other family thing in all of the world? Thank you for a relationship, God, of continual love and power and demonstration. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be seated for a moment. How many came tonight hungry for a word from God? Stand up. Said, I need a word from God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed omo kunda makaharete si kandi omo hushandi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands to the Lord again and wait on Him. My God, help us. Siela boku makanake sheyana. Omorodoma kandiela kuria masete yaranda shaya. Moyanda mahasuko pateleka redeke sheyana. Yes, God, God, it's gonna come in abundance. What the enemy enemy's been skimming a lot off the top, but in the name of Jesus, it's like you give somebody, like you're giving somebody a $20 bill, like you want change, and they only giving you 10 back, and it's like. And then it's just, they just go away. They disappear. God is a God of restoration, and everything that the locust and the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar has devoured, God will not only make up for it, He will exceed it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Come on, come on. Now, if you need that kind of miracle, why don't you shout? Yes, Holy Ghost. Now, you put your trust in somebody, and I don't see them in the church, but you put your trust in somebody, and they're fixing to show their true colors, and it's going to really hurt. But out of that is going to be the beginning. See, that's why God's giving you the word tonight. Because out of that's going to be the beginning of the word I just gave you about the restoration. You're going to find out who and what has been taken. Let's magnify Him together in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I was preaching in Jackson, Mississippi a few weeks ago, and I was just right in the middle of the message. I turned around and pointed to a young man across the church, and I said, they've told you it's not going to work, that it's going to fail. That don't even try it, because it's been tried here before. I said, young man, walk down to the front. He walked down to the front, and I laid hands on him. I said, the Holy Ghost is going to prosper. Just that simple. Brother Kraft told me, he said, that young man is opening a Photoshop in the largest mall in Jackson tomorrow morning at 9:45. It's his first day of business. And he's already has plans set to expand. And he was told by 10 different photographers that the kind of photo, whatever it is he's going to do, photo business he wanted to do, wouldn't work. Let me tell you, God knows where His people are tonight. Now, I said that not only to strike up your faith a little bit, but for somebody or somebody's here tonight that's getting ready to step out in a new venture. I want you to get out in the aisle. You're getting ready to step out in a new venture. Get out in the aisle. And I want you to lift up your hands toward the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, put your blessing on it in the name of Jesus. Touch these men and women of faith tonight. I pray that you would make their way prosperous. God, that your name would get glory out of everything that they are attempting to do, not only for business or for spiritual reasons, but most importantly, God, to be a witness in this city, a light set on a hill that cannot be extinguished by the works and powers of darkness. I take authority, God, against every principality that would try to intercept what these children of God are wanting to do for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, let's lift up our voices unto the Lord with a shout. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. He's able, he's able. Somebody say he's able, he's able. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Devil, you can't stop what God started. Yeah, what is withered for others is going to grow. At the hands of the faithful. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh God, I feel it. I see the stirrings in the east, shadows being displaced. Light coming back. The timing of this joining will also join other things. Things that have been forgotten, things that have walked away, others that have walked away. In the name of Jesus. I see people walking out of a fog like they're zombies, but when they come out, they shake themselves and they say, you know what? Where have I been? Where have I been? I see clearly now. Where have I been? God, right now, in the name of Jesus, yes, God. Yes, God. I see like a, be seated, folks. I see like a, now this is kind of strange. I see like an old truck. It's like maybe an old Ford with wooden rails on it, like gates, you know, that rise up. And it's an old rusted truck. And I hear the gears grinding. It's like it's going down an old dirt road. And every few feet it stops. And somebody gets off. Stops and somebody gets off. So it stops and somebody gets off. Till the last one in there was you. And you had just some like an old, just old torn up clothes. But you were saying, I'm not leaving. This, I'm going to stay right here. And all of a sudden now I'm seeing it's not rusty, it's new. And it's like it just come off the lot. And you're not in the back, you're the one driving now. And you're going back down that road, and these people that got off are getting back on. And it's not an old dirty road now, it's like it's been paved, like it's
I guess come out of the past. God's going to reward your every commitment, young man, in the name of Jesus. He's gonna reward the tears of loneliness that nobody in this church knows you've shed. In the name of Jesus, let's worship God, church. Come on. Let's worship God all over this house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, how many are glad for the love of God tonight? Jesus, Jesus. God, my God. Oh, sometimes, you know, you're getting just those loneliest moments when you just sit down in the presence of God and you weep. And you're not just weeping because you're sorrowful or grieving. It's like you come to that stark reality of God's love in your life. And you begin to examine details along the way. It's almost like you're reading a book of your life, and it's in detail. The writer's written it. And you get to thinking, how did I make it? How did I get here? God wasn't random with me. He chose me. I'm here because he loves me. God, have mercy. Jesus' name. I suppose the worst thing tonight would be for anybody here having love issues. Love for God, for yourself. Love for others. Because you've been so hurt by circumstances in the past. But I gotta tell you, again, there's nothing compares to the love of God, nothing that heals the wounds, nothing that mends the cracks in the soul and the crevices in the heart, feels the cavities of the spirit and the mind like the love of God. How many would testify to that tonight? Praise God. Stand up, sister, right here, the singer. Yeah, the great singer. But that's why I want you to lift your hands to the Lord right now. Because it's like I saw a black hand of hell reaching out, trying to choke you. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of Isondeala Komarandeke Shande Kamaradamahaya. Praise God, praise God. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Sorry. Praise God. Soteramiki komande heshandekia. Komanandakashianda. This hand. I see like this dark hand, this shadowy hand's got like a thorn on each. It's like it's got a thorn on each finger. And it locked on your throat. I don't know if this is past, present, or future. I'm just giving it to you like the Holy Ghost showed me. And you're thinking, oh, God, it's gone. It's gone. How could this happen? Because I used it for you, but it's gone. And it's like this spirit of fear is making you think, yeah, it's cancer. But you're a liar, devil. What has been anointed under the Lord Ah, devil, you know you can't touch. So if and when this condition happens, don't even think about it, about taking credit, enemy, because my God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, these five things I command to be removed. Now, I don't want to make a human presumption to something that I feel the Holy Ghost has given me. But for whatever they might be, in the name of Jesus, in this throat area, on your vocal cords, I command them by the name of Jesus. Ooh, come on church, ooh. Glory to God. Now listen to me, look at me for a moment. This is what I saw. I saw it moving like this, one at a time, until everything is removed in the name, until every finger of darkness trying to take away a gift of God that he has no authority to touch, to interpret. Whoa, yes, mighty God. In the name of Jesus. Let's step out here for a minute. Glory to God. Come help me, brother. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Just lay hands on her right here with me. We agree together in the name of Jesus that every attack of the devil be turned back. Let's rejoice, church. Let's rejoice. Sunday Kotoya. Shande Kolanamoko Matayandera Koya Bahayana. Shut, come on, if you need a healing in your body right now. Why don't you get up on your feet and lift your hands to the Lord? If you need a healing in your body right now, get up on your feet and lift your hands to the Lord. By his stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, release faith, God, in this congregation. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. Mighty God, mighty God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, sister. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. How many feel anointing in this house tonight? Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a long line. Like a timeline, and others on this timeline have been affected by this. But in Jesus' name tonight, the timeline ends. That's the way it comes to me in the Holy Ghost. Because sometimes they think, you know, certain things can happen because this is genetic, or but we have we have the DNA of our Heavenly Father in us. I subject this to the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. In fact, anybody here tonight that's been told that whatever it is a possibility in your body because it may be genetic, stand up. and lift your hands to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus, because I want to subject that to the Word of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands to the Lord, say, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is more powerful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. I see you like you're going into different, it's almost like you're going into different drugstores saying, can you feel this? Oh, we don't have that here. Can you feel it? We don't have that here. But now you're standing at a cross, and your heavenly physician, he's got all you need right here. In the name of Jesus. Let's rejoice unto the Lord, church, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. I'm just going to fall, and I'm not going to assume anything. Just look at me for a moment. I see you walking along, and there's this tombstone here, and this one died of that, and there's a tombstone here, and this one died of that, and there's a tombstone, this one died of that. But there's no burial plot here for you, because this thing ended right here. And the Holy Ghost speaks past, present, and future, and the Spirit of God is laying some groundwork for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. When I looked at you, it's like I saw an area of your mind, literally your brain, light up in the name of Jesus. It's going to come to your understanding. And everything that might enter to bring fear because of this here, don't worry about it. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands to the Lord one more time. Precious God. Sito robo kumanda lakasa teleleanda kumahaya. Hashekendro kumana hete sita la mahayana. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to say with me tonight, love conquers all. In the name of Jesus, I know I'm an overcomer. Praise God. I need about two or three ladies. I want you to come and stand, just kind of stand down around this sister right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to let your faith go, and I want you to begin to pray for her right now. Yes, mighty God. Yes, mighty God. Kayeda moko sikete liya saledo ruku manandeya. Kindalala mokondara sete liya amahashokoma. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everybody that's ever been healed of God tonight, I want you to stand up and begin to worship the Lord. If God's ever healed your body before, I want you to stand and begin to worship the Lord. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. I want you to release unto the Lord. Yes, come with her, ladies. Come with her, ladies. Yes. Hayando koma. Yes. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I got my victory through praise. I got my victory in the presence of God. I got my victory with a song.
A song of triumph unto the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is the healer of my body. He's the counselor of my mind. He's the stabling of my emotions. He's the strength when I'm weak. He's the help when I'm in trouble. He's the hope when I'm in darkness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord right now. Glory to God, glory to God. If he's ever healed you, if you feel like he's doing a work in your body tonight, get out in the aisle and worship the Lord again. Some of you come down around the front and just continue to dance unto the Lord and say, I know he's a healer past, he's a healer present. This is the God which is, which was, and which is to come. He doesn't change. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, so komanda. In the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. I love you, Jesus. If you're here tonight and you need, and I, you know, sometimes to do something like this, you want to be careful, because I certainly, the last thing in the world I would ever want to do is embarrass anybody. I try to operate with edification, exhortation, and comfort in mind. And sometimes something may sound negative in the beginning, but it will have a positive conclusion, because that's what God does. Takes our negatives, leads us into the place of fulfillment, breakthrough. But if you're here tonight and you've got love issues, you need the touch of the love of God. Maybe for yourself, maybe for someone else. You're struggling in this area. I want you to come and just stand right here. Just come and stand down at the front right here and just, let's just wait on the Lord together. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you feel like somebody that you've been trying to get love from is not reciprocating that, a family member. I suppose paternal rejection in this world would be the most painful. And then from there, children. Spousal rejection. Friends that you find out that really weren't your friends. They were trying to use you to get to somebody else, and you thought they really cared about you. Those things can be very hurting, very hurtful, wounding. But the Holy Ghost wants you to know tonight, don't judge your Heavenly Father by what flesh has done. Don't judge your Heavenly Father by what parents have done, or children that aren't here tonight have done or said, some violent gesture that's been done to you. Oh, God, tonight. Lord, I'm praying right now, give this altar area a baptism of love. These are children of God. And in their heart of hearts, they know God loves them. But in the day-to-day things and the practicalities of life and applying it to everyday things can be difficult. But that's it. God, I pour it out to you tonight. Heavenly Father, reach down, touch. Let the affection of heaven be felt in this altar right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. That's it. Just press on right there for a moment in the name of Jesus. I feel in the Holy Ghost here tonight that there are several people that have a hard time saying I love you.
God could heal that tonight. Right here in this altar. You have a hard time saying that because you heard it from somebody that you know it really didn't mean anything. And so that phrase has become worthless to you. But God would like to heal that in you tonight. He would like to heal that in you tonight. He would like for you to be able to leave here tonight and look at the most important people in your life right in the eyes and be able to tell them, I love you. And not worry about any stigmas of the past or that it is some painful cliche of yesterday's memories. But it's meaningful right now, right now. That's it. God, we give it to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Why don't all the family gather around now? Why don't you find somebody down here? Put your arm around them, begin to pray for them in the name of Jesus. A loving brother and a loving sister. These are family members, spiritual family members tonight, but in their own physical families, there may be some real crisis going on, some real thorny, tormenting things taking place tonight. Oh, yes, God. God, close the gap. God, heal the wounds. God, put the salve where it needs to be placed. God, give strength to the weary tonight. Let the one that feels unloved, let them know how much they're loved tonight, not just by their church family. Let them know, God, tonight, most importantly, how you feel about them. The Heavenly Father, Ikande la Bosande ala Mahaya, Shonde la Mamaha, Sonde Kayanda Mahaya. Glory to God.
Alamo con de Alamo.
The name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the
The Bible said that perfect love casteth out all fear, and fear hath torment. I pray in the name of Jesus tonight that some of you leave this altar without the fear and without the torment. Can I get your attention just for a moment? I know you're in prayer, but I want you to listen to me for a moment. Because this came to me very vivid. My son, he likes to be a ham. He likes to, you know, act out certain things and characterize certain things or sing like somebody. And, you know, sometimes he'd put on these little performances, or my daughter. And they can do that, no matter how silly they look. They can do that with confidence before my wife and I because they know how much we love them. And they can make an absolute fool of themselves. And we're going to say, oh, that was so sweet. That was so good. I love you. But I just saw it so clearly tonight. Some of you as a child standing, trying to do something, but it wasn't, you didn't have confidence because it was, oh, that was stupid. That was dumb. Now, I'm touching some of you where it's raw, but that's the only way the Holy Ghost can help you. Is you're going to have to realize that some of those references that have robbed you of your confidence is because you didn't feel loved. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians that we are to grow up in habitation of God, fitly framed together. Let me read it so I don't get it wrong. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body
Everybody say, increase of the body. We want the church to grow, right? Unto the edifying of itself in love. Some folks don't have the confidence to be used of God in this church because you've had a love issue. And you think if you do something wrong, it's going to come back to you. That was stupid. What are you trying to do, idiot? Those shameful, hurtful, insensitive, uncaring statements that some of you still have deposited in your heart. The Holy Ghost wants to remove them and has started removing them tonight so that you'll have confidence as a child before his loving parents to not be afraid to perform. Because God's waiting on some of you to perform so that his body can increase, his church can grow. And you'll have the confidence to try certain things. Because you know if you mess up, he's not going to call you stupid. You're not going to have to feel humiliated and embarrassed. Now you might be disappointed or frustrated with yourself. But that's a different feeling. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I want you to see your Heavenly Father like you're being a parent to some of your kids. I hope. You know, when they try something, you giggle with them and, oh, that's so funny. I love you, daughter, son. Your Heavenly Father's watching, and you're trying to witness to somebody, and you're quoting the scriptures wrong, and you. But you don't hear your Heavenly Father going, that was dumb.